Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayana namaskritya. Narachaiva narottamam. Devim Saraswatim Vyasam. Tato jaya mudiraya nashta prayesha badresu nityam bhagavatam sevaya bhagavati otam sloke bhakti bhavati naistiki. So we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, chapter 13, text 2. Yashyam ime san naradeva dashyava saratam vilumpanti kunayakam Bhalat Ghamayoho Yatra Haranti Sharatikam Pramatam Avishya Yatoranam Vrikaha Yasman Ime Sannara Devadashyavaha. Saratam vilum panti kunaya kambala. Gomayavo yatra karanti satikam. Pramatam avishya yatoranam vrikaha. Yasham ime sannara devadashyavaha. Saratam vilum panti kunayakam bala. Gomayavo yatra haranti saratikam. Pramatam avishya yatoranam vrikaha. Yasyam ime sannara devadashyavaha. Saratam vilum panti kunayakam ala. Gomayavo yatra haranti saratikam. Pramatam avishya yatoranam vrikaha. Yashyam ime sannara devadashyaha Sardam vilam panti kunayakam balaha Omayavo yatra haranti sarjikam Paramantam avishya yatoranam vrikaha. Yasyami me sannara devadashyavaha Saratam vilum panti kunayakam balaha Omayavo yatra haranti sarthikam. Thank you. messages.
Yasyam ime sanara deva dasyabha.
Saratam vidam panti punaya kambala. Word for word translation. Yasham, in which? In the forest of material existence. Ime, these. Sat, six. Naradeva, O king. Dasyaha, the plunderers. Sarartam, the conditioned souls who are interested in false ideas. Vilumpanti, plunder, regularly taking away all the possessions. Kunayakam, who are always misguided by so-called gurus and spiritual masters. Balat, by force. Gomayavaha, exactly like foxes. Yatra, in which forest? Haranti, they take away. Saartikam, the conditioned soul who is seeking material profits to maintain the body and soul. Paramatam, who is a crazy man, not knowing his self-interest. Avishya, entering the heart. Yata, just us. Uranam, nicely protected lambs. Vrikaha, the tigers. Translation and purport by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. O King Rahugana, in this forest of material existence, there are six very powerful plunderers. When the conditioned soul enters the forest to acquire some material gain, the six plunderers misguide him. Thus, the conditioned merchant does not know how to spend his money, and it is taken away by these plunderers. Like tigers, jackals, and other ferocious animals in the forest that are ready to take away a lamp from the custody of its protector, the wife and children enter the heart of the merchant and plunder him in so many ways. Please repeat after me. O King Rahugan, in this forest of material existence, there are six very powerful plunderers. The conditioned soul enters the forest to acquire some material gain, and the six plunderers misguide him. Thus, the conditioned merchant does not know how to spend his money, and is taken away by these plunderers, like jackals, tigers, and other ferocious animals in a forest that are ready to take away a lamp from the custody of its protector. The wife and children enter the heart of the merchant and plunder him in so many ways. Srila Prabhupada's purport. In the forest, there are many plunderers, dacoits, jackals, and tigers. The jackals are compared to one's wife and children. In the dead of night, jackals cry very loudly, especially in Mayapur. And similarly, one's wife and children in this material world also cry like jackals. The children say, "Father, this is wanted. Give me this. I am your dear son. Or the wife says, I am your dear wife. Please give me this. This is now needed. In this way, one is plundered by the thieves in the forest. Not knowing the aim of human life, one is constantly being misguided. The aim of life is Vishnu. Nate vidur sarvatagatim hi Vishnum. Everyone works very hard to earn money, but no one knows that his real interest is in serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Instead of spending money for advancing the Krishna consciousness movement, one spends his hard-earned money on clubs, brothels, liquor, slaughterhouses, and so forth. Due to sinful activities, one becomes implicated in the process of transmigration and thus has to accept one body after another. Being thus absorbed in a distressed condition, one never attains happiness. Om Gyana Tamaridasya Yan Gyan Slakaya Shakshuram Litam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahim Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yukta Padakamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunastam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishnam Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamscha. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopita Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Taptakan Chana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Suti Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate, Krishnaya, Krishna Taitanya, Namini Gauratvize Namaha. Panchatatvamakam Krishnam, Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam, Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam, Namami Bhakti Satikam. Panchakalpatarubhyascha, Kripa Sindhivyai Vacha, Patitanam Pavanibhyo, Vishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Srivasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Bukam karoti vachalam pandam lagayate grim yat kripatama han vande shri guru jina taranam paramana madhavam sri chaitanya ishwaram akanda mandala kram vyapta yena characharam tapadam dashitam yena tasmai sri gurave namaha. So this morning we are hearing from Jad Bharat speaking to King Rahugana in this chapter, and before we go on to say some few words about this verse, first of all, we'd like to ask the blessings of all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis assembled here this morning, and especially my superiors. There are a lot of wonderful, great Vaishnavas in this assembly, who are my teachers, who are my gurus, who are my instructors. And I'm here sitting before them, trying to say something. Of course, it's for my own benefit. It's a service one has to render to the Vaishnavas. And as you render service to the Vaishnavas, you also get purified. So His Holiness Bhaktivedya Narasingha Maharaj is my teacher. His Holiness Bhakti Prahat Bhagavat Swami Maharaj is my teacher and Siksha Guru. Janinavas Prabhu, Pankajagri Prabhus, they are my gurus and Sikshas. And many other exalted devotees here, Prabhupada disciples. They're all our uncles and aunties. They're all here. And so please give us your blessings so that we can say something for our own justification. So this verse is talking about the lifestyle of the Grihamedi. The Grihamedi simply works hard just to maintain himself and his family. He has no interest in serving others, neither does he have any interest in serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Jad Bharat is informing King Rahugana that the living entity enters the material world. Material world is compared to a forest of enjoyment, and the living entity is compared to a merchant who comes into the forest of material existence to exploit the situation. People go to the forest to look for things they can sell in a city. People go to the forest to cut wood to sell in a city. People go to the forest to mine minerals to sell in a city, earn some money for their own sense enjoyment. So here, Jad Bharat is instructing Rahugana. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, Shukadeva Goswami, in three verses, describes the characteristics of Grihamedis. In fact, it was a question that Parikshit Maharaj asked him towards the end of the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. We all know the story of Parikshit Maharaj. He was cursed by the little boy, Sringi, Brahmana boy, that he would die in 7 days from a snake bite because Parikshit Maharaj had garlanded his father with a dead snake. So Sringi was so angry when he saw that, immediately he issued a curse. He said, "That person who has garlanded my father with a dead snake, in 7 days, he'll be killed by a snake." So Parikshit Maharaj got a message. Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport that Parikshit Maharaj was such a powerful devotee, he could have counteracted that curse. Even while he was in the womb, Krishna appeared before him in the womb. When Ashwatthama had sent his Brahmastra weapon to destroy Parikshit Maharaj in his mother's womb, Krishna appeared there and protected him. So if Krishna protected him while he was in the womb, why couldn't Krishna protect him when he's the king of the world, the emperor? But because Krishna wanted the Srimad Bhagavatam to be spoken, so that today you and me will sit in Mayapur Dham and read Srimad Bhagavatam and study Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna allowed it to happen. So Parikshit Maharaj, taking advantage of the curse, a devotee always takes advantage of so-called difficulty. The difficulties that come in the way of devotees' life are actually stepping stones to getting closer and closer to Krishna. It is said that Maya has two special mercies, Niskapata and Sakapata. Niskapata means that Maya punishes us. It gives us so much trouble that we have nowhere to go but to run to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is a special mercy of Maya. Niskapata. Maya gives you so much trouble, you have nowhere else to go but to turn your face towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is a special mercy of Maya. And actually, devotees pray for such mercy. Vipata santusta saswat tatra tatra jagadguru. Kunti is praying, my dear Lord, let more and more trouble come my way. Why? We can think of you. We can remember you. So, Parikshit Maharaj could have counteracted that curse, but he accepted the curse and immediately took advantage of the curse. He started looking for a saintly person, a very exalted person, who could instruct him how to end his life very wonderfully. And by the arrangements of Providence, Shukadeva Goswami appeared on the scene. So, one of the questions Parikshit Maharaj asked towards the end of the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam is that, what is the duty of a person who is about to die? What should he hear? What should he chant? What should he remember? And what should he do? And what should he not do? So Parikshit Maharaj was asking Srila Shukadeva Goswami this question. And to answer the question is the beginning of the second canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So in the first chapter of the second canto, Shukadeva Goswami immediately started describing the qualities of a Grahamedi. Says Shrota Vyadini Rajendra, Yes, Nirnam Santi Sahasra Sata Apashantam Admatatwam Griheshu Griha Medinam Griheshu Griha Medinam. So people who are absorbed in material existence, people who are in ignorance of Atmatattva, about this ultimate truth, about the signs of the soul, they have so many things to hear. Shrota Vyadini, so many things to hear, so many subject matters to hear. And he further on went to say, the next verse, Nidraya Hiriyate Naktam. What's the next line? Yeah, Vyavayana. Yes, Vyavayana. Chavavayaha. Tesham. Tesham Pramato Nidhanam. Okay? Pashanti. Api Pashanti. Na Pashanti. It says that these people, they are so absorbed in ignorance. They are so envious of each other. Their only business, Hiriyate, they waste their time in the night sleeping. And in the day, they are engaged in earning money just to maintain their families. So their business is sleeping at night, or engaging in sex life, and during the day, they engage in earning money or maintaining their family members. So that's the second verse. And the third verse, he concludes by saying, Dehapatia, Kalatra Dishu. Kalatra. It says, Deha means the body, Apatia means children, and Kalatra means the wife. Idishu means anything related to the body. So, those who absorb ignorance, those who are always thinking about the body, thinking about the family, thinking about only the needs of their family, they are bewildered. And so they do not know the real business of this human form of life. So, the Grahamedi, Medi actually means one who is jealous of others. Medi means one who is envious of others. So Grahamedi means one who is living a life of jealousy. As Srila Prabhupada explains in one purport, that because the Grahamedis are envious of each other, they're jealous of each other, that extends to envy between communities, and that extends to envy between countries, and that extends to envy between even planetary systems. And this is coming from the activities of the Grahamedis. So the Grahamedis, they're in the forest trying to exploit the resources in the forest, but actually their family members take away everything. The children take away everything, the wife take away everything, family members take away everything, and his life becomes useless. So, this desire to exploit the material world, this desire to enjoy the material world, is actually compared to a witch. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is mentioned, bhukti, mukti, spriha, yavat. Pisahashi, hrida, vartathe. That the two witches, material desire and the desiring to merge in liberation with the Supreme Lord, these two desires, they haunt the living entity like ghosts. And so long as these two desires are in the heart of the living entity, the bliss of Krishna consciousness cannot take place. So the Grahamedi, even though they are working very hard, trying to satisfy their children, their wife, their family members, but they are never happy. They are never satisfied because they are jealous of each other. They are so attached to their small family. And even when they die, they are not happy because they are still thinking of their small family. There is a story that one such Grahamedi, he left his body because he performed some little piety along the line. He was awarded a body of a golden pigeon. A golden pigeon in some heavenly planet. So he can enjoy his little bit of piety before going to hell. That is the law of the universe. If you have some little piety, first you enjoy the piety, then you go and suffer a long period in hell. And if you have committed some little sinful activity, first you go to hell and clear of your debt there, then you go to heaven and enjoy for a longer time. So, this Grahamedi who had done some little piety and was given the body of a golden pigeon, was in heaven for a few moments. And he was thinking about his wife and children. That, oh, what is happening to my wife and children? Now that I'm not there, what is going to happen to them? So he decided that let me go. Now that I have these golden wings, golden feathers, I can offer them some feathers because they're made of gold. They can sell it and make some money to maintain themselves. So he flew all the way from the heavenly planet to the earthly planet and went to his house. And the wife all of a sudden saw a golden pigeon by his gate. And he was wondering, why, what, where from this pigeon? And the pigeon began to speak. He said, my dear wife, my dear lady, you were my wife. This is my family. I've left my body, and by the pious activities I've performed, I've been given this golden body with golden feathers. But I'm so worried about you, how you're going to maintain yourself and the children. So I've come. Please, take a few feathers, golden feathers, sell it, and make money to maintain the family. And he said, every day I will come. Just for today, take as much as you want. Every day I will come. So the wife took a few feathers, golden feathers, converted into money, and maintained the family. The next day, the pigeon came again. And the third day, he came again. And so the wife started thinking, this, my former husband, has now got a very nice body made of golden feathers. He's coming to give us some feathers to sell to maintain ourselves. What about if he decides not to come again? What will happen to us? So better, when he comes the third day, I will just grab him, remove all the feathers, and then I will store the feathers so that every day we can be selling the feathers to maintain ourselves. So, the third day, when this pigeon arrived with his golden feathers, the wife grabbed the pigeon and deprived him of all his feathers, removed all the feathers, and threw him into a dustbin. But what happened? Because he took the feathers by force, all the feathers became ordinary feathers. They turned into ordinary feathers. Meanwhile, he has broken the neck of this bird and threw him into the dustbin. So they lost double. So that is the fate of a Grahamedi. It is not good to be a Grahamedi. If you are just concerned with your little family, you're just concerned with yourself, and you're not bothered about others, this is the end of a Grahamedi. So, therefore, Srila Prabhupada has created this organization, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, for creating first-class grihasthas. For creating actual grihastha means first-class devotee. It is an ashram. It is one of the spiritual orders. Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas. They are spiritual orders. It doesn't mean that when you enter the Grihastha ashram, you forget about your spiritual life and become a Grihamedi. No. It means that you need that situation to advance your Krishna consciousness. So, all the devotees of ISKCON, and especially the grihasthas, we have to become proper grihasthas, not grihamedis. Then we can turn the whole world into Vaikuntha. In the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the story of the four Kumaras visiting Vaikuntha, it is described how in Vaikuntha Loka, everybody is very blissful. Everybody is engaged in the service of the Lord. There are also grihasthas in Vaikuntha. Yes. There are husbands and wives in Vaikuntha. But in those relationships, there is no sex life. There is no sense enjoyment. Everyone is focused in serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and everybody is enjoying the service. That sex life, nobody contemplates, nobody thinks about it in the Vaikuntha planet. So Srila Prabhupada has given us the opportunity to practice how to live in the Vaikuntha world. So, by practicing as grihasthas, in serving Srila Prabhupada's mission, we can go back home, back to Godhead. So, in the purpose, Srila Prabhupada mentions that the goal of life is, the aim of life is Nate Vidur Sarvatra Gatim Hi Vishnu. It's to satisfy Lord Vishnu, to please Lord Vishnu. That is what grihasa life means, to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And how to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Parikshit Maharaj heard from Shukadeva Goswami. After he described these three verses, describing the characteristics of the grihamedi, immediately Shukadeva Goswami went into what a grihastha or a devotee should do. He said, Tasmat Bharata Sarvatma Bhagavan Ishwara Hari Shrutavya Kritatavyascha Shmratavya Chitatabhayam. That once you hear about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, once you chant the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, once you remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and once you always try to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead in every respect. This is the life of a grihastha who is engaged in activities for the welfare of the whole world. In fact, Narada Muni gave a number of instructions to Yudhishthira Maharaj, and I think I should share those instructions with all of you, if time permits. It says these are the activities of a grihastha. That means a devotee couple. It says grihastha has to fully depend on Vasudeva Krishna and try to satisfy him in all respects. He is engaged in devotional service under the instructions of authorities and pure devotees of the Lord. The grihastha has to maintain his family by some honest business. And Srila Prabhupada mentions that honest business is farming and protection of cows. A grihastha should deal with his family members and friends just to fulfill their purpose, and not to extravagantly engage in unnecessary material activities. A grihastha should receive instructions from family members and friends in a very superficial way. He should not get too involved in their instructions that are related to the material world. A grihastha should always remember that one who is endeavoring to accumulate more money than is required is considered a thief and is punishable by law. A grihastha should be very affectionate towards all lower animals, birds, beasts, treating them exactly like his own children. A grihastha should not indulge in killing animals and birds for sense gratification. A grihastha should provide the necessities of life even to the dogs and the lowest of creatures. Every grihastha has to become a great communist by providing for every living entity. Whatever a grihastha may possess in his life, he should distribute it equally to all living entities. Particularly, he should distribute prasadam, Krishna prasadam. And a grihastha should not be too attached to his wife. He should simply engage his wife in serving guests and visitors to their home. And a grihastha should never eat anything that is not offered first to the Lord in sacrifice. And five main activities a grihastha should do are, he should worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He should offer prasadam to the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. He should offer prasadam to the forefathers, and he should offer prasadam to himself. And of course, a grihastha should visit holy places and take association of the saintly people who live there. If a grihastha applies these principles in his life, it is very easy to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and at the end of his life, such a grihastha is qualified to go back home, back to Godhead. This is what Srila Prabhupada has given us, and our duty is to apply them in our lives very seriously, and then offer it to others as well. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. If there are any comments, you're welcome. I think we are over time by 5 minutes. Your comments? Grand Rashima Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
সবকিছু অবগত আছি, তার ফলে আমরা রেহাই পেয়ে গেলাম, এরকম না। যে লোকগুলো দিবারাত্র জানছে যে নেশা করা জীবনের পক্ষে কত ক্ষতিগ্রস্ত, এমনকি সিগারেটের প্যাকেটে লেখাও থাকে ধূমপান ক্যান্সারের কারণ, তারপরেও যেভাবে ভক্তিবিনোদ ঠাকুর গিয়েছেন না, জানিয়া শুনিয়া বিষ খাইনি, এরকম সবকিছু জেনে শুনে, জেনে শুনেও বিষ পান করলে কি হবে, বিষের প্রতিক্রিয়া জন্য ছটফট করতে হবে, কিছু করার নেই। তো সেই জেনে শুনে বিষ খাওয়ার পরিবর্তে এটা বারবার জেনে এই অবস্থাটাকে পরিত্যাগ করা প্রয়োজন। সেখানে ঈশ্বর উপনিষদ বলা হয়েছে যে দুটো বিষয় জানা দরকার আছে, বিদ্যা এবং অবিদ্যা, দুটোর অনুশীলন। কিন্তু দুটোর অনুশীলনের একটাই সাবধানতা, যে নিজেকে সুরক্ষিত রাখা। তা নাহলে অনেক সময় আগকার দিনে, এখনকার দিনে তো ভূত প্রেত সব মানুষের মধ্যে ঢুকে গেছে, অত ভূত পাওয়া যায় না। আগে অনেক লোককে ভূতে ধরতো, আর ভূতে ধরলে সে আবল তাবল বকত, আর তাকে যে ওঝা ছাড়াতে যেত, সে যদি প্রকৃতভাবে পাকাপোক্ত ওঝা না হয়, মন্ত্রপুত করে নিজেকে সুরক্ষিত রাখার আগে না ঠিক করে, তাহলে দেখা যায় ভূত ওকে ছেড়ে ওকে ধরবে, আর ও ভূত ছাড়াতে গিয়ে ভূত ওকেই ধরবে, এরকম অবস্থা। তো সেই জন্য নিজেকে সুরক্ষিত রাখার প্রয়োজনীয়তা আছে, তারপরে অন্যের ভূত ছাড়াতে হবে, তা নাহলে অন্যের ভূত ছাড়াতে গিয়ে ওই ভূত উল্টে তাকে ধরবে, অবস্থা শেষ তখন। সেই অবস্থায় বলা হচ্ছে, সেই জন্য মানব জীবনের প্রকৃত উদ্দেশ্য না জানলে বিপদে পরিচালিত হতে হবে, কিন্তু প্রকৃত উদ্দেশ্যটা যদি আমরা দৃঢ়ভাবে জানি, তাহলে আর বিপদে পরিচালিত হতে হবে না। আর এই বিপদ থেকে উন্নত পদে পরিচালিত হতে হলে কি করতে হবে, না এই যে জড়ভরতের কাছে যেই উপদেশ যেভাবে মহারাজ রঘুগণ শ্রবণ করেছিলেন, ফলস্বরূপ তার কি হয়েছিল, না কৃষ্ণ ভক্তি জাগরিত হয়েছিল। এইভাবে জড়ভরতের সঙ্গপ্রভাবে তিনি লাভবান হয়েছিলেন, তিনি বুঝতে পেরেছিলেন যে তার মোহ ভঙ্গ হয়েছে, তিনি আর অন্যায় আচরণের জন্য, তার অন্যায় আচরণের জন্য তখন বারবার জড়ভরতের নিকট ক্ষমা ভিক্ষা করছেন, আর তার ফলস্বরূপ তিনি কৃতকৃতার্থ হয়েছেন। এবং যার কথা, যার সান্নিধ্যে, যার কৃপার প্রভাবে আমাদের এরকম উন্নত জীবন আদর্শ পাবো, তার কাছে আমাদের চিরকৃতজ্ঞ থাকা উচিত। এবং রঘুগণ রাজা তার আদর্শের দ্বারা এই দৃষ্টান্ত দেখিয়েছেন, এবং জড়ভরতের কৃপার প্রভাবে তিনি কৃতকৃতার্থ হয়েছেন। হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে হরে, হরে রাম 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 হরে। গ্রন্থরাজ শ্রীমদ ভাগবতম কি শ্রীল প্রভুপাদ কি নিতাই গৌর প্রেমানন্দে।
Hare Rama.